Hey, greetings, everybody. This is Brother James. My brothers call me Tupos. How are you doing today? I have an important testimony. This is not a teaching. This is a testimony about something that we've been through in the past. We know some saints that are going through some trials right now. So I felt in my spirit that this was the time to share this testimony that not many people have ever heard. Some saints that have walked with us have, but not many people have ever heard this testimony about what Sister Am and I have been through in one specific case and how it got us to where we are today, even how we know saints we're united to today. Yeah, let's go right to this testimony. Now, the testimony is all really based on this kind of theory that all of us as fallen humans have a tendency to fall back in our faith, fall back from our zeal, fall back from our fervor for God when we run into adversity, whether it's finances, health, persecution, circumstances, whatever. And what that does is when we fall back, when we're at our lowest in our flesh, when we're weak, he can be strong through us. But when we pull back, it cuts off what God can and wants to do for us, in us, and grow us. So when we pull back from God and we focus on our issues, it cuts off what God can do in us. And I just want to be here to testify that God has always given us the biggest growth in and through our adversities. Yeah. So let me read a foundational verse here. Romans 8, 27 through 28. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth that which is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Isn't that an awesome verse? Talks about that things work out to the good to them that love God. So we should know through our trials and our adversities that it's all in the Father's sovereign hands. No matter what, he's going to make it be something that's prosperous for the kingdom, glorifying to him, and suitable for us to learn from and to get through. Some brothers and I are working through Philippians 1. This is pretty timely. And Paul is in jail in Philippians, in the letter of Philippians. And he is encouraging them. It's called the joy letter. It's also called like the thankful letter. Joy and thankfulness is kind of the theme of Philippians. And Paul's in jail. Yeah. Isn't that amazing? I think we can learn from that. We're supposed to imitate Jesus and Paul, according to 1 Corinthians, so we should be imitating Brother Paul. Be joyous and thankful in our adversities. All right, let's get to this testimony. All right, so we come to faith. We're born again, Sister Amin and I, and we are living in Wisconsin, and we have a homestead in Wisconsin. We begin doing ministry part-time. I was still working at the time, working full-time, working, running a homestead, actually started running a business. Yep. And then we also continued to do all the ministry work we were doing. So we were in Wisconsin, and some people from way down in southern Alabama found us, and we began to draw close to them in Bible study. And there was a great, great love and fervor for each other and commitment to each other. It seemed so wonderful and beautiful. And at the time, Sister Amin was also very ill. She had very, very serious health issues. And as we studied with these people in Alabama, they were desiring to be close with us and have living closer together. And we said, well, you're way down there, we're way up here. Let's meet halfway. And halfway was generally the Tennessee, Missouri area. And so all of this worked out, this timing. Sister Amin needed surgery. And we have a health plan that allows us to pick and choose where we go. And we found a place in Oklahoma that does this surgery she needed. And it turned out it was going to save a tremendous amount of money. It helped the insurance company. It helped us. It was a win-win all the way around. 13-hour drive. So this 13, she was sick. She had to drive it with a heat pad on in the car. It was a long journey. But get this. In the middle of this journey with her sick, I am stopping and looking at pieces of property to buy in central Missouri. And she, most of the time, is staying in the car because she can't hardly walk. And I'm looking at property and I'm like, you sure you want me to do this? She's like, yes, go do it. We're right here. I can make it. We're on our way to Oklahoma. So I'm looking at land, communicating with the Saints. It was two other families, almost three other families. One was considering. And I'm communicating with them. While I'm looking at land, I'm hiking the land. She's waiting in the car. Found a piece of land that we thought we really liked. We get to Oklahoma. Sister Amin is getting prepped for surgery. All this time, all this trials, we had some trials on the road, and we started having trials with these people we were united to. Turns out the one man who was kind of the leader there was in sin. Didn't know about this. Found it out. And my wife, my sister, Amin, is in surgery, and I'm dealing with these people sending texts, trying to hold our fellowship together, trying to make this move happen for the glory of God. I'm emailing other people that are finding us through our ministry, trying to carry on the ministry, and I'm witnessing to people in the operating waiting room. All of this going on to the glory of God, not to my glory. All of this going on because we're just seeking the kingdom of God. And long story short, what comes of this is these people ended up leaving us and said, we're not moving. Goodbye. We don't want any part of it. And they dumped us on the spot over this sin that this man wouldn't leave. So he was in sin. His family stuck with him. The other family stuck with him. They threw us out. We were the outsiders to them. And you know what happened? Sister Amin comes out of the surgery. I was doing all this, and the surgery went three times longer than it was supposed to. I was really concerned and worried something went wrong. Finally, the doctor came out. I had just heard these people tell us they were leaving us and didn't want to move, didn't want nothing to do with us anymore. Yeah, all this adversity going on. And I remember I got Sister Amin back to the hotel room. She was half out of it on the, you know, medication coming out of the surgery and all that. This was a day or so later. And she said she didn't even know what was going on fully. And she said, what's going on? And I told her, I said, I don't think that move's going to happen. I said, they're not going to be with us. She's like, are you still going to buy the land? And I said, I think I am. And you know what we did? I went through with buying that piece of land in central Missouri, and I believe God wanted us to. So through all of that, we never stopped doing ministry. Soon as she got out of her state of getting past the surgery, she was back into doing what she was doing, edifying the ladies and helping me. And again, that's all to God's glory, not ours. We can't do that kind of stuff. God does it through us when we just give him our will. But here's what I want to tell you about. That move got us going. It put us in central Missouri, near many, many Anabaptists, mostly Mennonites, and we began to do a lot of ministry and a lot of witnessing and a lot of articles about the Anabaptists, calling them out. I'm the only ministry that I know of online that calls out the Anabaptists for their sin, false gospel, worldliness, man-made traditions. I'm the only one. There's a few articles here and there, but as a focus, they're not a focus, but as part of a focus, calling out the Anabaptists, I'm the only one. To God's glory, he put it on my heart to do it. So that move to that central Missouri got us there, got us moving. We ended up selling our other homestead, building a homestead down there. It was a raw piece of land I bought, had nothing on it. Sister Amin was sick, and I'm cutting and dragging trees in the heat down in central Missouri in the middle of summer, and Sister Amin's helping me when she can. Yeah, this was what we were doing. And starting a business. I was a wood carver making furniture and things at the same time. And so that move got us in the middle of Anabaptist country. Because of the articles and our internet presence, thousands of Anabaptists know about us. The whole community knows about us. We're kind of infamous. They don't like us because we call out the Anabaptists. But anyone who's a seeker has always reached out to us and knows about us, and they've gotten the truth about their false gospel, their man-made ways, their compromise. All right? And again, here's the point of this testimony. All of this time, buried in these trials, I realized something, that it was nothing compared to what Jesus did for me, and it was really only our reasonable service. And I knew I had to keep pushing on, striving on, to keep giving to others, to not fall back and just worry about myself. And we had to be strong in our faith so that God could continue to work through us. 2 Timothy 2:1-4. Therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangle himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. Yeah, we're soldiers of Christ. When times get tough, we got to get going. We can't fall back. We can't just hunker down. We can't retreat. We got to press on for the kingdom of God. Amen. And today, because of our pressing in, still buying that land, still moving, meeting tons of Anabaptists in that area, doing ministry, putting online articles up, today we are united to two other homes that have left the Anabaptists. They found us online, and not my truth, but because of what I was preaching, they got truth and encouragement and rebuke at times that they needed to come out of that Hutterite community. It was the Hutterites, Anabaptists, and now we're united with them, and we're all striving in the faith together, and it's all because we know them, because of God working through us, and we did not grow weary in doing good. Galatians 6:9. Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Fainting means falling back. And that would have been easy for Sister Amin and I to fall back. If we didn't buy that land in Missouri and go, oh, those people ditched us, let's just stay in Wisconsin, we never would have got involved with Anabaptists. We wouldn't have got on the road starting to move more, and now people get the gospel preached to them all over America because we got moving when God called us, and we didn't let adversity, health issues, trials. I had been fired from my career job. We didn't let finances get in the way. And let me tell you something, part of this testimony, all through these times, Sister Amin and I have had some great times. I can think of two. Great, great darkness. I mean, spiritual darkness that came over us. Attacks by the enemy and others. That I got to be honest, it left us real close to giving up, to not even hang on anymore. Maybe not to give up on our faith in Christ completely, but to give up on ministry, to give up on striving, to give up standing against everyone, to give up shining the light for everyone else, and just go back into our life and just do our faith for Jesus and live a normal life. But you know what? We didn't do that. He is so worthy. He is so worthy. We pressed on and we said, Lord, give us strength and forgive us for our weakness and help us to be stronger in faith. Help us to stand up. Help us to give rather than expect to receive. Help us not to be so self-focused on our health or our issues or people hating us or people threatening to sue us or any of these things. And you know what? He rose up in us. Could never have done it without him and his word and his spirit. Here's the lesson. You know, I always say the moral lesson. Here's the point of this. God has control. We don't. He sees the future. We don't. He's sovereign. We aren't. We must keep pressing in. We must trust. We must seek him and his kingdom. We must keep moving forward in trials. Don't grow weary. Don't self-absorb. Oh, woe is me. He will grow us up. He will guide us. And he will make us strong through adversity. Sister Amin and I are so much stronger today because of all the adversity we had to withstand. Nothing can move us today. Now, I say that. Maybe there's something that will bring us really, really more great trials. Maybe when they tie me to a tree and they're going to burn me alive and she has to watch that, or they're going to kill her too, or throw us in prison and separate us. Yeah, there's more trials coming in these last days. But you know what? Because the last days are coming, because Satan's going to rule the earth for a while, because saints are going to have to endure his wrath, all these other things that we endure for a short time, health, money, persecution of family, friends, killing our flesh, this is meaningless compared to what Christ did for us and what we may be called to do in the future. Does that make sense? You know, one time, I got to confess, I thought that land that I bought in Missouri, I was building it up. We put some cabins on the land. At one time, we had some saints living there with us. They turned out to be false converts, went back to the world and to their sin. I thought it was going to be like a little community for saints. But you know what? That wasn't in God's plan. And that land was used to move us, get us going, ministry towards all those Anabaptists, get us online. We met other saints because of it. Thousands of people got truth in that area. Many thousands get the truth on the internet because of all the things we've done. And you know what? I built up that land with house and cabins and a well and all that stuff. And we did really well when we sold it. And it just goes to further fund our ministry. Now we're on the full-time gospel road in our van, traveling, witnessing, preaching, discipling, making disciples full-time. Because I couldn't sit on that homestead any longer. It became a comfortable idol. I needed to go. And God knew all along what I needed to grow me up, to fund me, both fund me in my spirit and in my theology and in the finances and in the experiences. There's a lot of ways to be funded. And all because we kept looking at Christ. We got stronger through adversity. We didn't go into ourselves, woe is me. We didn't let health or sickness or persecution or finances or anything stop us. And we kept going and we didn't grow weary in doing good. Here is, I talked about it a little bit. Here's the moral of the story. In the trials that you go through, saints, don't stop seeking the Lord. Don't stop seeking to train up for ministry. Don't stop drawing close to other true saints. Don't stop daily one another in gathering. Don't stop caring and concerning for others. When you're in great trial, reach out and help others. It's going to lift you up. If you just sit around and wait to be ministered to, not only are you selfish, you're not acting poor in spirit, which is really critical. Jesus tells us to be poor in spirit and know we need. And so as we need, let us see the needs of others and reach out and help them. You keep preaching, you keep teaching, you keep sharing, you keep caring. Don't let up. Your growth in these trials may be the reason that other lost people in the future are going to hear the truth because you kept going. You pushed on. You showed them the way to eternal life, just like these people that know us, that God has used us. It's not us, of us, it's of God. But he's used us to show other people truth and call them out to the narrow way and eternal life. If you're not faithful through all the adversity, and you fall back and you stay in a nominal growth position and you don't move on up in your growth in the Lord, he can never use you to do more. Those people aren't going to hear. And in a way, their blood is on your hands. Have you considered that? God has a way to call us. And we must trust in him. We must trust in his sovereign ways. Don't allow your flesh to get in the way. Nothing in this life lasts very long, does it? No. Nothing in this life lasts long, so it shouldn't delay us from seeking the kingdom. Isaiah 55, starting with verse 8, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than yours, and my thoughts than yours. For as rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but water the earth, watereth the earth, and make it forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give a seed to the sower, and bread to the eater. So shall my word that go forth out of my mouth, it shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereinto I sent it." Yeah, it will prosper. It does not go out void. Is the word of God prospering in you? Is the hope of the gospel prospering in you? No matter your situation, no matter your circumstances, are you pushing through, striving on? Are you looking to be a blessing to others? Are you giving to others? Are you drawing close to true saints? Are you pulling back? Are you ready to lose more of this life? Because you're going to lose it anyway. And I tell people in the streets all the time, be ready to lose your life because you're going to lose it anyway. And you're going to burn in hell and have weeping and gnashing of teeth. Why not lose it now for Jesus Christ and reap eternal life and a blessing? I hope this testimony has blessed you. What Sister Amma and I have gone through, that's just one story. We have many stories like this. That's one story of our journey in following Christ the last 15 years and how he moved us along. We had to answer the call. We had a choice to either step up or fall back, to be faithful or to grow weary. And because God's word is so true and God's spirit is so strong in us, and because God's grace is so amazing, and because Christ is so worthy, we kept pushing through and he pulled us right along. We could not do it in our own strength. John 15, Jesus said, you could do nothing outside of me. We just kept abiding in the word and we wouldn't let it go. And he has grown us to where we can help others. Yeah, sometimes we need encouragement too. Absolutely. But you know what? We're so far down the road, and it's all because of these trials we went through. Let me leave you with this verse, Hebrews 12, 2 through 6. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, for who the joy was set before him, he endured the cross, the stake, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endureth such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Ye have not resisted unto blood, striving against sin. And ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise thou not the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chastiseth, or chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he received. Yeah, you think about that. The trials you're going through, it could be a chastisement. It could be for your growth. I know it's for God's glory. I know it's for other saints around you to see you rise up or fall back. Which one do you want? For their encouragement or their discouragement? But if we never stop, if we set our course to not fall back, if we say we're not going to grow weary no matter the trial, and we say he is worthy and we're going to push on, you know what? If we do fall back, if we do look back, oh, those people I used to be united to. Oh, family members that won't make this journey with us. Oh, all my woes and trials. We're not fit for the kingdom of God. That's what Jesus said. Anyone who looks back is not fit for the kingdom that is coming. Hey, we're here for you all. We're here to help you push on. Like Moses, we're here to help you hold up your arms to victory. If truth and holiness and obedience and striving with other saints is your goal. I'm so thankful to the Lord, again, for his truth, his spirit, his grace, his mercy that has pulled us through all these adversities and helped us to not fall back. You can have that too. We are not special people. You can have that too. And God has raised us up, and he's raising up other people that we know that are true saints that can help you as well. Reach out. Let us know how we can help you. Check out don'tperish.com. Thousands of resources for you. Why do we have so much on our website? We've just been striving for so long. Every day we can, pouring out our hearts to the Lord, our love for the saints, and the gospel and truth to the lost world. That's what we are all about. So, hey, I got to get down the gospel road. Get ready for preach this weekend. I hope that testimony has blessed you. I hope it cuts right to your heart. Maybe you're that person that's striving through a trial right now, and I just confirmed it in you. That's awesome. Maybe you're the person that's in a trial right now going, yeah, I'm kind of feeling sorry for myself. Yeah, I'm kind of looking around at other people. Yeah, I better get going for the kingdom of God or I won't make it. Don't be, last thing, don't be a Lot's wife. He said, go, don't look back. She looked back. She became a pillar of salt and she didn't make it. You look forward in these trials and be thankful when you're struggling. You know why? Because when you're struggling, and if you're struggling towards the kingdom of God, you're in the battle. If you fall back, the struggle's over and there's no hope for you. Let us know how we can help you. We love you all. Till next time, go out, have a glorious day. Repent and obey the gospel. May God be praised.